Welcome back to the Jukebox. We have a returning visitor, a very special guest, Rob Cowley, joining us on the Jukebox this afternoon. He's the president, owner, and partner of Cowley Abbott Auctioneers. The auction industry is always fascinating for us. And welcome, Rob. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Daniel. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you today? You have a big show coming up soon.
We do, the 27th. So we're just a couple of weeks away from the live auction.
Couple of weeks away. Yeah, live auction. Fascinating. And some good hours also. 9 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 to 5. Tell us a little bit about the fall live auction. It has some incredible pieces. I'm viewing them now on your website, cowleyabbott.ca. Any standout works that you're super excited about for this event?
Absolutely. It's another very, we're very pleased to have another fine showcase of Canadian and international artwork on offer this season, both historical and contemporary.
Yep.
We have an incredible work by Tom Thompson, one of our country's most celebrated landscape painters. It's a painting of Georgian Bay, never been offered on the market before.
Wow.
It actually just completed being included in a traveling exhibition across Canada, and that work we're expecting to fetch between $500,000 and $700,000.
Wow.
Two incredible abstracts by Jack Bush, the celebrated post-war colorist.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Jack Hamilton Bush, the D. Tan Slant.
Yep, lots of interest in those two paintings as well. And then in terms of contemporary art, we also have a fantastic canvas by Kent Monkman, the Cree painter. And his work was was recently actually featured in the Met in New York City. And so delighted to be featuring some of his work. And then on the international side, once again, some fantastic works featuring artists from around the globe, including a great portrait of Mick Jagger by Andy Warhol. And we've had lots of success with those works recently. So yeah, it's a very well-balanced sale of works, not only, like I said, from coast to coast, but also from around the globe.
Around the globe. Fascinating. Now, I've always wanted to ask you, can you give us a look at the behind the scenes view? What goes on into preparing a major event like this with so many international figures involved?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of outreach, a lot of travel. We spend about 4 months putting these sales together. In terms of Canadian clients, I can tell you we travel literally from St. John's to Victoria over this past season, collecting consignments from collectors, private collectors, corporate collectors, also public collections. We're featuring work as well from the Winnipeg Art Gallery and another great private collection, the estate of Robert Noakes, who's a celebrated decorator in Toronto, but known globally as well. So a lot of work goes into the acquiring of the artwork, and then, of course, the research and the presentation of the artwork as well.
For sure. Now, you mentioned you're going coast to coast. Are you seeing any specific trends in Canadian art right now?
Oh, we continue to see a lot of interest. I mean, what we found even post-COVID is that there was a real return in terms of interest to the art world, in terms of investment in art, but also in terms of reconnecting with the passion for collecting as well. A lot of collectors had that opportunity during COVID without as much just distraction, certainly. And over the past 4 or 5 years, that's just continued. And it's meant that we've had some of the strongest results for Canadian art, some of the strongest auction seasons that we've ever witnessed in Canada over the past 5 years. And based on the quality of the upcoming sale, it looks like that's just continuing.
Gotcha. Now, for somebody new to art collecting, what advice would you give for starting a collection at the auction, for example?
I mean, the main thing I would say, one of the primary suggestions would be attending previews, coming to our preview. There's no pressure. You don't need to register to attend our previews or even our auctions. You can come and just get familiar with the artists and pick up a catalog as well from us and read about the artists and find the works that you're interested in. Also speak to the experts. I mean, we're never going to force a sale or force someone into a certain collecting area. And so you can always speak to us and kind of figure out where your interest may lie.
Terrific to know that. And that answers kind of my next question, how technology has influenced the auction world. And I see your website is so comprehensive and detailed. It's just a delight to browse through what we can expect at the live auction itself. One question that comes up, are there any red flags to watch out for? Any tips for spotting value in a piece that might not be immediately obvious?
quality is always really important, and you can determine that by, you know, by training your eye, by spending a lot of time looking at the work of different artists, but also speaking to the experts as well. We're always happy to point out that it may be a rare opportunity to own a certain work by an artist, that the quality may be very high in one work, and we're finding that right now. Certainly with the strength of the market, we're seeing a lot of rare and important work by celebrated artists coming to market, and the great thing, of course, about those works is that they tend to hold value over time, because you're looking at often the prime examples by those celebrated artists.
Terrific. I'm speaking with Rob Cowley, the president, owner, and partner of Cowley Abbott. They're getting ready for a live auction that's in Toronto, 326 Dundas Street West, November 27th, you mentioned. Any final thoughts, Rob, on the process and anything you'd like to tell our listeners today?
Just that even if you're not in the market, even if you're not a collector currently, we welcome you to come by and take a look at the preview in our gallery at 326 Dundas. And you can also attend the auction as a spectator. That's at the Globe and Mail Center on November the 27th. And we're more than happy to see art aficionados and people interested in art at these previews and the sale.
Wonderful. And the website is cowleyabbott.ca, ABBOTT.ca, cowleyabbott.ca. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate your time today, walking us through the process, a little bit of the psychology that goes behind the bidding wars. And I wish you a much, much success with your upcoming events, both in Toronto and beyond.
Thank you so much, Dan. Pleasure to talk to you.